Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and just click Submit Strawberry Letter. And you never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now. This one could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he won't honor my husband's memory. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old woman, and I've been dating my soulmate for the past 8 years. We cannot be more perfect for each other, and we have blended our children and lives together in preparation for marriage. I have two children from my husband who died 10 years ago. He has one daughter from a previous relationship. He's 49 and has never been married, so he can't wait for us to make it official. There's one thing that's holding us back. He wants me to erase my husband's memory from my mind. I have a family picture in my living room on a bookshelf. He says it's not appropriate for it to be there if he moves in with me. He also doesn't like that my son, who's 21, kept a good amount of his dad's clothes and his coats to feel close to him. My boyfriend thinks all memories should be erased. My daughter is 17, and for her 18th birthday, I plan to give her my diamond wedding ring from her father, along with a few other trinkets I was holding on to. I sent the jewelry to be cleaned, and my boyfriend picked it up for me. He found out what the items were, and he had a fit, saying I keep holding on to memorabilia from a man that's long gone. My heart was broken because the man I'm with now is my everything, but he's stressing out about a man that poses no threat to him or our relationship. I have suggested we start fresh with a new home, but my home has acreage, a pool, and it's on a lake, so he doesn't want to sell my home. He's really upset now because my former sister-in-law came to town and stayed with me for 2 days so she could spend time with my children. He hasn't spoken to me in a week, and I can't live like this. What am I doing that's so wrong? Funny you should ask that. What are you doing so wrong? My response to that is about to marry him. That's what you're doing wrong. And I'm asking you, please don't do it. I think this man is immature. This man is controlling. This man is just mean. I mean, you said it best. Why is he so threatened by a man who's been dead for 10 years? And why should you forget the father of your children and the man you shared so much else with? If your new man wanted to erase your ex's memories altogether, why doesn't he, like you suggested, put you in a brand new house? I'm still trying to figure out exactly what he does bring to the table and what's so great about this guy, other than him being jealous of a dead man. So, I don't know. I don't think he's your soulmate. I don't think a soulmate would bully you into erasing memories of your late husband. And you guys are not, like you said in this letter, perfect for each other. You're not. Every line in the letter proves that. You know, I please take a good hard look at this man and remember, you know what? He doesn't have to honor your husband's memory. He doesn't. But he should absolutely be respectful of the fact and respect the fact that you honor your husband's memory and your kids honor his memory. I mean, it's not like you have an urn in the bedroom on the headboard or anything, you know, with your husband's dead ashes. I just think that any decent human being wouldn't have a problem with the fact that you remember your late husband in some way. It's okay, and it's quite normal. You know, for him to be scared of a dead man that can't do anything, that's what's not right. So I just say, please don't waste any more of your time with this guy. Steve?
Girl, give me this letter. Let me talk to this lady. See, listen to me. He won't honor my husband's memory. He ain't got to. He don't know him. Now, there are some things he's doing in the letter that I agree with, and there's some things he's doing in the letter that I disagree with. All right, so now let's start. I'm a 47-year-old woman, and I've been dating my soulmate for the past 8 years. Okay, if he's your soulmate, if this is your soulmate, who was the other dude? Talking about the dead dude now. Because this is your soulmate. Who was the other man? Okay, so now let's just start with that information. We could not be more perfect for each other. We blended our family and lives together in preparation for marriage. I got 2 children from my husband who died 10 years ago. He's 1 daughter from a previous relationship. Now, your guy is 49, never been married, so he can't wait for us to make it official. That's one thing that's holding us back. He wants me to erase my husband's memory from my mind. But let's talk about this for a minute. I have a family picture in my living room on a bookshelf. He says it's not appropriate for him to be there if he moves in with me. That's true. Don't be why I won't watch your dead ass ex-husband. I'm not finna walk past the living room, cut TV on. He over there. Every time I look over there, there y'all are in the family photo. Ain't no man finna do that. So he's absolutely right about wanting the photo removed. And you got to understand, this man ain't moving to this house with this mess right here. Got this damn picture of this dead dude up here. So I agree with him right there. He doesn't like that my son, who's 21, kept an amount of my dad's clothes in his coat to feel close to him. My boyfriend thinks all memories should be erased. And my daughter's 17. Okay, first of all, let's deal with the son keeping his dad's clothes. Okay, now he's wrong for that.
Hold that thought, Steve.
It was still his father.
Hold that thought. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, crazy. He won't honor my husband's memory. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself.
In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he won't honor my husband's memory.
And based on that title, he don't have to. So there are a couple of things in this letter I agree with him, but it's some things I don't agree, and I have a solution for you at the end. 47-year-old lady been dating her soulmate for 8 years. Now, if this is her soulmate that she's been dating, the dead husband obviously was not it, okay? So let's just deal with that. So your new soulmate is here, and y'all got a blended family y'all trying to put together. And he wants to make it official because he's never been married. But the only thing holding you back is he wants to erase my husband's memory from my mind. Okay, and you don't, obviously. I have a family picture in my living room on a bookshelf. He says it's not appropriate for it to be there if he moves in with me. That's a true statement. Don't nobody want to do that. How would you like it if he had an ex-wife of his picture up in the house and you moved in there with him? Don't nobody like that. What's the picture for? And he dead. If he live, it'd be worse, but he dead. Let's come on now. I'm finna walk past this every damn day in my house. I'm finna go in here and watch Sports Center. Now, Clarence sitting up there just looking on. And he can't watch Sports Center. He's dead. He not my friend. Now, he doesn't like that your son, who's 21, kept a good amount of his dad's clothes and coats to feel close to him. The boy should. It was his father. The boy died. The boy, he 21. That means he died. He was 11 years old. That little boy, that was his father. That's all he knew. He got to leave that part alone. It's still his father. Now, my daughter is 17, and for her 18th birthday, I plan to give her my diamond wedding ring from her father, along with a few other trinkets. I don't know who wants this. What do the 18-year-old girl want with your damn wedding ring? I don't know what that's for. What she want that for? I don't know, but I guess you made it up. Anyway, I was holding on to that. You've been holding on. You keep holding on to stuff, and your new soulmate, for him to be your soulmate, you keep holding on to stuff. See, now you wrong right here. I sent the jewelry to be cleaned, and my boyfriend picked it up for me. He found out what the items were, and he had a fit, saying I kept holding on to memorabilia from a man that's long gone. And that's true. You can't say this man is your soulmate, and you holding on to the wedding ring you got from a dead dude that died 10 years ago. Man, lady, you got to let this go. My heart was broken because the man I'm with now is my everything. Well, if he's your everything, both of them can't be everything. This your new everything. You got to let your was everything go. Got to let his ass go. He gone. A lot of people can't drive their car because they keep looking in the rearview mirror. You have a windshield to look out of. That's your future with your new man. You're bringing some of this on yourself. Now, he wrong about the son, but that's all I can see him wrong for. He a little upset about the daughter, but the daughter part is on you. Because you're trying to give your daughter for her 18th birthday that little ragged-ass ring. She probably ain't even asked for it. You thought it was a good-ass idea. When I called it a ragged-ass ring because that's what the soulmate is calling it. Y'all can take it. Close your mouths on the Zoom like you can't believe I said it. I told you in 2022 what I was doing.
Pointing.
Close your mouth. The little girl ain't asked for this little ragged-ass ring. You thought it would be good to give it to her because your father gave it to me on my wedding day. Now, he done went out there to pick it up like a fool. I'd have lost it.
Oh, gosh.
A diamond?
Fell down the sewer when I made a left turn on the car and fell out the window.
You're crazy.
Now, my heart was broke because the man I'm with now is my everything, but he's stressing about a man that poses no threat to him or our relationship. But he's in it, though. I have suggested we start fresh. Now, here's the part where I suggested we start fresh with a new home, but my home has acreage, a pool, and it's on the lake, so he don't want to sell my home. Oh, okay. So he wants the assets, but he don't want the ass that's set there. Huh?
Come on.
See how I did that?
Yeah, I love it.
That's damn what I just said. He wants the assets, but he don't want the ass that's set there. So now, that's really weird. Yeah. All of a sudden, he'll take the assets that the man created, the acreage, the land, the pool, the equity in the house, but he don't want nothing else. That's odd. He's really upset now because my former sister-in-law came to town and stayed with me for 2 days so she could spend time with our children. Now, come on, dog. That don't mean her relationship with her sister is gone. He hasn't spoken to me in a week, and I can't live like this. What am I doing that's so wrong? All right. If he can be accepting of the house, he going to have to be accepting of the coat and the clothes that the boy kept. He going to have to be accepting of the fact that you're going to give the ring to the daughter because there was still their father and they loved him greatly, and he was obviously a great father, so he's got to do that. Now, he can't love the assets and the house and all this here but hate everything else. So I see right now, so he loves anything that he can benefit from, but anything that he can't benefit from, he got a problem with. So that he can benefit from the house. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Y'all need therapy. picked a hell of a soulmate, though, I tell you what. But you better get all these dead-ass pictures and get these rings up out this house. We burn the coats up in here. But we're going to keep this pool in this land in this house.
Yeah. Let him go.
That
all
ain't
right.
Right.
You guys can leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Instagram on Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.